It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, a guy would like to say the grains, or, you know, at least continue to say something about the ag markets. But, you know, right now, we, you know, as we're going into the end of the growing season, you know, the grains are doing okay, but we continue to see gold and the Dow and the stock markets continue to have some pretty good strength, you know, setting all-time highs here last week and still performing very strong and counterintuitive to each other. I mean, normally you don't see gold and the Dow trading to record highs or highs together, but that seems to be what we're seeing. But I'd also throw the, you know, wheat and corn in that. As last week we did see weekly reversals. If we can see a stronger performance this week, that could mean that corn and wheat have tried to find a bottom.
Do they typically find bottoms this time of year?
You know, wheat usually does. I mean, we're done with the harvest. We're looking at starting the next year crop. You know, harvest prices are getting set up here for the spring wheat for crop insurance. They're setting the base price for the winter wheat. So normally wheat does find a bit of a bottom at this time frame. You know, corn, it's a little bit early. Normally we don't see that happen until we get into the first part of October. But right now, you know, we're seeing some weather concerns, some decent demand, and, you know, corn just kind of seems like it's run its course as far as pressure.
What's not hot then?
You know, I would throw, you know, the meats continue to be in that as we struggle. You know, it looks like we're going to see an improving economy, and it looks like we're going to see a lower interest rate in September, but we just can't seem to get the cattle markets to continue to go as domestic demand has slowed down. We're done with the barbecue season. We're out of summer. We're into the fall. That usually shows a slowdown in demand, and that is pressuring, I think, cattle. And then you also have to look at soybeans. Even though we've had good demand, the idea that our stocks are going to continue to be at some pretty high levels and that Brazil is going to start planting a crop again, all adding a little pressure.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.